What's up? How's it going? Wow, I didn't think you were going to start me off so fast there, Nick, but it's cool. How you doing, Nick? You doing good? All right. Welcome. This is Radio Time. My name is Rick Esquieta. I am your host, and we got to turn off the AC because it makes so much noise. Thank you for tuning in today. If you're tuning in, my five listeners or two listeners right now at the Starbucks. I have a special guest right now. Rob DeRocha is stuck in traffic, but I have a special guest. Mr. Byron Bowers is here with us today. Byron, how you doing, man?
What up? What up? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate all y'all coming out.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
The crowd really loves you, Byron.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, can you tell them to stop, though?
No, I like it. I go to sleep to this.
I know. Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you wish you'd wake up to this every morning?
It feels great. You know what I mean? First off, I'd like to thank God.
Yeah. That's usually the routine, isn't it?
Yeah, for making me whatever, to make y'all clap for me.
How's it going, man? Were you stuck in traffic, too?
It was traffic, man.
It was horrible, wasn't it?
I took the 101.
That's horrible.
Because there's more traffic on the streets.
You think?
According to Google. And Google is God now.
Yeah, Google ain't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust any GPS. The GPS has been getting me lost all the time. My GPS has been broke.
Well, that's why you got to use three of them.
Yeah.
You got to pin them against one another.
Have a mark.
Yeah.
You have a mark in the car?
Yeah. Make I learned that from how the man used to do black people. You know, you turn them against each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just pick the best one.
I did see Django. You're right.
Oh, yeah. It happened in Django, too. But this is, you know, as a Southerner, it's a story you come up with.
Yeah.
And grits.
Now, you're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been back home lately?
2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
You miss it?
No.
No? You love L.A.?
I like L.A. I'm safe.
Are you safe in L.A.?
I'm safe here.
Why is that?
Because, like, the stories you hear from back home, it's like everybody arming up and people getting robbed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you around that and you know those things, it just makes you a little more scared.
Yeah.
Or alert, you know, where you got to arm up yourself.
Right.
But like in L.A., I'm walking around safe because all the criminals don't speak the language that I speak in my neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I live in Little Armenia, so which means, you know, all the criminals might speak Spanish.
Or, in Little Armenia?
Or another language that I'm not aware of. So I could just walk by.
Are there Little Armenians in Little Armenia?
Oh, there's some big ones there, too.
There's some big ones?
Yeah.
Dude, bro, you want to buy a watch?
I can't imagine what Glendale looked like.
Oh, Glendale's, yeah.
If Little Armenia looked like what it does.
Glendale has become, like, the second Armenia to Armenia.
I can imagine.
I don't think there's any other city in the state that has as many Armenians as Glendale.
I live in Glendale.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you Armenian? No, you're Latino, Nick.
There's
I forgot.
There's these signs on the floor for crossing the street. It's in three different languages. Whatever the Armenian language is, it's Spanish and then English. It's a stop in all three languages.
Really? That's and in Armenian, know, too?
You should know that. There's a chick named Rosetta out there in Little Armenia who sells vagina.
I got no idea.
She sells vaginas?
She speaks three different languages, you know.
Does she sell her vagina or she sells other
vagina? She sells her vagina.
Okay. No artificial vaginas?
She speaks Spanish.
Do the listeners know what you're talking about?
Well, you just walked in.
I know, but that I just came in the middle of it. It's like, what?
We got two listeners, bro.
Oh, we got two listeners? Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, two listeners? Thank you for listening.
Rob just made it. Rob was in traffic.
Yeah,
Rob DeRocha is here. All right, that's all he gets because he's late.
Just a quick, sorry.
All right,
you should do like an open mic clap in there somewhere. Yeah, maybe a golf clap would be good too.
What we had
Oh, the kids are happy. Yeah. That's good.
Rob,
good.
The kids love Rob. Rob, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good, man.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah, I just was in fucking horrible L.A. traffic. When I gave someone
somebody get an accident?
No. Cars, stalled cars and stuff like that. I was giving someone the finger, though, and I left it up too long. And then someone else was in the crossfire of the finger that I gave, this powerful finger.
Uh-huh.
And they started yelling at me, so it was kind of funny. I was like,
what were they saying?
They were just upset that I was giving them the finger, so I kept on like trying to like, I don't know sign language, so I was trying to like move my hands to a certain way, like say, no, this finger was not for you, like nodding my finger, like, no, it's not that. So it's pretty funny. I don't know. I was laughing about it.
All right, that's pretty crazy.
That's a stupid story.
No, it actually was good.
It was good. I liked it. Byron Bowers is our guest. Byron Bowers was on LA Weekly's top 12 comedians to look for in 2013.
Sweet. Congratulations.
Oh, appreciate it.
That was awesome, bro. When I saw you, I was like,
he's very funny, man.
Very funny, man.
Thank you.
Seen him perform quite a bit in many different venues.
I used to perform with him at the Ice House a lot and the Annex.
Yeah.
Those shows.
They made a lot of changes to that room.
Oh, yeah, they did. Now they made it look nice.
AKA Stage 2 now.
Yeah, Stage 2 now.
Change the name. See how people act.
And they put pictures up and they got like a little prompter. They got like a show, like the improv, you know? They got like that going on now. It's, I don't know. Have you done the show there when Jan Smith's booking it?
No.
You haven't done that? Oh, no.
Does he pay?
No. No, okay. Yeah. He's a
you
giver.
You get a t-shirt.
That's probably why
you get a t-shirt.
You get a pound, actually. He doesn't shake hands. He gives you a pound.
Well, how much is a pound going for on the street?
It's less than a fist.
Well, if it was in England, if it was in England, it'd be cool, right? But it's not here.
Last time I did it, though, I did it November, I think. That's when I got this phone.
What you got there? That's like a big. That's a huge phone, man.
Oh,
that looks like
it's
a radio.
It's like a Megatron. Is that?
It's really an iPhone 5 with a big ass case on it.
It looks like a small TV. Okay.
Yeah, it does.
I drop it a lot and stuff. So
and it's still working.
It's really real small.
It looks like a Walkman.
How is that really small? My eyes are telling me that it's pretty big.
Because the case, you know, it's just this.
Oh, the cases.
Yeah, the case snaps on from both sides, and then it's a rubber layer that goes around.
So on this phone, could you make phone calls?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. What else does the phone do?
What?
Sell me on that phone. Why do you have that phone?
I don't know. I had Metro PCS before, so.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you have a beeper? Is that what you had?
Better. Yeah, I had a beeper. I had a beeper that only worked in Metro Los Angeles.
Long Beach,
I couldn't get my pages. You know?
No. Oh, look at that. You're successful. You bought a new phone.
It comes.
You're blowing
it comes
up.
With it. You know.
That's good, man. Hey, you were also on Eric Andre's show, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, what you doing on Eric Andre's show?
That was insane. We raided a tea party.
You raided a tea party?
In Orange County, yeah.
Okay, how'd it go about? I haven't seen it. I wish I could.
We basically showed up with Confederate flags and KKK masks. And when the tea party ended, we just bum rushed and was like, hey, man, did y'all left these outside? No, y'all dropped these. And they was furious.
Oh yeah!
this is like a prank, right? They knew nothing about it.
They knew nothing about it.
Oh, that's hilarious! I like that.
So we got interviewed. We had to give fake names.
You had to get interviewed?
Yeah.
What was your name?
I'd rather not say my name.
Why? We can say whatever. You want.
Yeah.
Huh? You can say whatever you want.
I mean, I still order food by my name. You know what I mean? But
you still order food with this.
With some of the fake names. Okay. I got a couple of them, but you got to prepare. You got to prepare.
Yeah.
You got to prepare. You know what I mean? In this business, if you want to be successful.
Yeah.
You got to one day use a fake name to when you check in the hotels, you know, or to get hood rats who come visit you.
Yeah.
So you got hood rats coming in your hotel room?
No, I ain't got nobody at the moment.
So that was when he had Metro PCS.
Yeah,
hey, listen, I'm not going to be around the neighborhood right now. I have to be in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I got to go back. I'll check my pages when I get back to L.A.
Great. Anything else you got coming up right now, Byron?
I got some shows on my website. You go to my website, ByronBowersLive.com. You can see everything I got. I think I'm doing like two shows downtown.
Downtown Comedy Club?
I'm doing an independent theater Thursday.
That's
Holy Fuck.
Art Fuck.
Art
Thursday.
Fuck. Oh, okay.
Art Fuck is on Tuesday.
Okay, okay.
And then I'm also doing...
What's the theme there? Is it Fuck?
Is it run by the same guy?
They are.
Yeah. What's his name?
Dave Ross.
Dave Ross, yeah.
And his gang, it's like four of them.
I heard Dave Ross on...
it's only four of them.
I heard Dave Ross on NPR.
Oh, really? Was he talking about Art Fuck and Holy Fuck?
No, he did this story. I can't remember what it was, but it was good. I just can't remember what it was. But I heard Dave Ross on there. It was a good story.
He got good stories, man. He got an interesting voice, too.
Yes, he does. He does.
He got that real deep voice.
Yeah. He got an interesting voice.
Dave Ross. Yeah. I can't even do it. My voice is so...
Hi, my name is Byron Bowers.
That's not even close to the way he sounds.
My voice high pitched.
That
was a white guy doing a black guy's voice.
He's high pitched, but
hello, my name is Byron Bowers.
Yeah, that's what a Byron Bowers would sound like.
I sound like that voice if he was to speed it up and slow it down at the same time. You raised the octaves and slow it down a little bit.
All right, well, we have Byron Bowers on today's show. We also, the main topic for today's show, were you fired? Ever fired? Were you ever from a job? Were you ever treated unfairly? Or did you get away with a lot and they should have fired you a long time ago? So that's going to be the topic. We're going to talk about that later on. We want to let everybody know. Call in 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562. One of the things that we noticed that was going on right now is the Pope election that's going on.
Who was that?
The Pope election?
The Pope? Is that a rapper?
Do you know who the Pope is?
The poopy Pope?
The Pope from the Vatican.
That's for the Catholics, right?
Yeah, that's for the Catholics.
I'll tell you what's going on. The German Pope that we had that used to be a Nazi youth.
Okay.
By the way. He was Pope, and he got a first Pope to retire or quit before, I think it's like, for 600 years.
Makes sense.
First Pope to just be like, I'm done.
To give up.
Well, here's the thing.
He gave up because he was involved with all the stuff that happened. Like, he read transcripts that talked about the molestation of, like, 5,000, 6,000 children.
Yeah.
And he knew about it.
Yeah.
So, Cardinal Mahoney, who was a cardinal before, now he's just, I don't know what he is now. Not a bishop. He's somewhere. He's an advisor. But he still votes with the cardinals. He still gets to vote. He knew about it. So it all trickles down to that. So, like, he's just giving up. So I guarantee you there'll be some news coming out within a couple months about some, like, shady business that the Pope was involved with.
Well, how much blood on your hands do you want as a man? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he started out, you know, when you're young, you could kill a couple people. You know, he was a Nazi. Then you get older, and then he's like,
I become Pope.
But look what I witnessed. You know what I mean? More lives taken.
Yeah.
I just don't even get the whole point of the Pope.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that, like, he knows so much dirt like that, you know, like, he was involved. Like, I bet you anything, he knows who killed Tupac.
That's a part of it. Barack know who killed Tupac.
What happened?
I said Barack Obama knows.
Yeah, he probably knows too. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying that's part of it, man. And,
like, why would you want to be, you know, why would you want to be a pope anyways? I don't even know. Would you want to be a pope? Probably not, right? You're married, right? Yeah.
No, I'm not married. I was married, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who doesn't want power?
Yeah, but to be a pope, like, what do? You just walk around and wave and...
Hey, you don't know what comes with that behind it.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, thing that people are voting. So, like, all these people are coming back and voting.
Well, they have Vegas odds on who the Pope is going to be. There's all these popes.
Vegas
There's,
odds.
Like, a Pope from New York that's going to go and get elected. There's a Pope from Germany. There's Poland, Brazil, Argentina, Mexico. All these Pope, or they're not popes, I'm sorry. They're actual, what are they called? Bishops? They're bishops at this time?
No, cardinals. They're cardinals. They're voting.
Okay,
it's the cardinals. Yeah.
Okay, but
not the baseball team. Just anyone's listening.
But who are the ones that can get picked? Don't you have to? You can't be just like an altar boy.
No, you have to, like, do some. I don't know if you have to do a miracle or anything like that. I don't know.
There's levels, man. Like, any
there's
other,
corruption.
It's like any other thing. It's politics.
Like, who played with the most kids? You know,
I think it's gonna be the guy who can keep the biggest secret.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
That's who
The one who doesn't squeal as much.
Yeah,
this is what you get as a pope. You are the direct connection between the people and God.
Yeah.
Supposedly,
that's good.
I mean, supposedly.
It's a fact?
Apparently.
As a Southern Christian, supposedly it is what it is. You know what I mean?
All right, so he has last say. So he's the one that's saying, like, everyone should not wear condoms. And
no, he don't have, he has the say. Whatever God tell him, that's what he tells y'all. And vice versa, you know?
Hey, right. It looks like we have some people calling in.
All right.
Like an actual priest.
Okay.
That is elected to be Pope.
Let's see these odds.
Hello, anybody there?
What's happening? This is Father Carmine.
Father Carmine from where?
From the Bronx.
Father, from the Bronx?
From the Bronx. Wow. Cool. They're electing a priest from the Bronx?
I might get lucky. I might win the Pope lottery.
Really?
Is that the Pope lottery?
That's
huh?
The Pope lottery.
Pope lottery. I always wanted to be Pope. I think I'd be a good Pope.
What experience do you have?
I have a lot of experience. I have 40 years of being a priest. I think I'm quite qualified to be a pope.
Okay. Did you ever perform
a miracle?
I have performed a miracle. I was shot at point blank range in the Bronx, and the bullet bounced off my forehead.
Amazing, really? Wow. Off your forehead?
Wow.
Off my forehead. If you believe in God enough, Negroes with guns, they can't hurt you.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You used the word Negro.
A lot of Negroes don't believe in God. Like Dr. King.
Because, you know, Catholics with Negroes, it can be a very touchy subject. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard.
Because you can't touch little black boys like that.
Hey, and tell me one thing.
Yeah, you know, black boys get molested.
Oh, no.
I don't think black boys do get molested because they can kick some serious ass.
Not by the Pope.
They have that Negro chimpanzee strength.
Hey,
A nun or a priest hits them, they'll just knock them out.
I think you just hurt your chances of becoming Pope.
No, I would normally disagree with him, but
I'm very pro-black. I have a black grandmother. I had a black grandmother. I'm very pro-black.
Wow.
After seeing that last movie, what's the movie with the monkeys? And they got free?
Planet of the Apes.
I was going to say something really racist.
Yeah, I was going to say Django. Sorry. That was in the back of my
head. I know, but I can't say that.
I know.
I'm glad
you thought about it.
Yeah, I did.
You know how messed up I feel like that?
I was just trying to make
a
joke. I'm sorry.
I know what you guys were thinking. I was thinking the same thing, like, maybe the movie title should be Negroes Who Escape Jail. That could have been the new movie title for it.
Okay. Wow, Father Carmichael.
Father Carmichael.
Wow, you're just crossing the line, aren't you?
Well, we safe as far as molestation from this guy.
Yeah, I think so. This guy seems very aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm a lover of all and a hater of all unless you believe in the Catholic religion.
Hey, if you became Pope, what changes would you make, Father Carmichael?
Okay, if I was the Pope, popes would be allowed to fornicate and get married.
Popes would be allowed to fornicate and get married. Now, are you talking about like getting married with one woman and fornicating with a girlfriend, like you know, having affairs and all that?
If I could make that happen as Pope, you know, I would do that.
Yeah, it sounds like you would. Anything else you want to let us know, Father Carmichael?
I'm very, very good with children.
Oh no. Father Carmichael.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Jeez, what is going on here with these?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Is that a real call? That's not a real call. It came from the Bronx. From the Bronx.
It came from the Bronx.
Is that what it says on there? It says from the Bronx. It says area code
305.
It says Bronx.
Metro PCS.
It's Metro PCS.
We got another potential Pope candidate here. Who's on the line?
Hello, this is Hideki Sato-san. Hello?
Yeah?
Hideki what?
For the Pope job.
Did you say Little Dicky? What was your name?
No, it's Hideki-san.
Oh, Hideki-san.
Oh, Hideki-san. Where are you from, Father Hideki-san?
Gardena.
Okay, Gardena.
Gardena?
Wow.
You're not nominated. Get out of here.
Are you
not? All Japanese people live in Gardena.
Oh, okay. You're Japanese.
Oh, you couldn't tell? That was an exotic accent?
I couldn't tell.
No.
Oh, you're
Who is this?
My name is Rick, and Rob's here, and Byron Bauer is our guest.
Konnichiwa.
Wait, your name is Dick?
My name is Rick. Dicko? People call me Dick.
Dicko?
Rick.
Or Lico?
Yeah, Lico. Yeah, sure.
Lico?
You can, yeah. You
can. I don't even know how. Could you even listen to the show? Because you're really bad at listening.
You could call me Lick or Dick.
Very nice name, Mr. Dick.
Okay.
Okay, so...
What was your name again? What was your name?
Hideki.
Father Hideki.
I'm looking at the top candidates. I don't see him on there.
Really?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I think this guy's trying to submit through us. Oh, who knows? Are you trying to submit an application through
Pope,
us, Father
the
Hideki?
The Vatican is a big listener of us.
Yes, yes, they are.
It's a discrimination.
Oh, you think... Oh. You know what's funny is there's not one Asian. There's only a Filipino on there.
You know what? That's why I'm looking for him, and I don't see any Asians on here.
There's a Filipino on
there's
there.
There's two black guys.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
What does that mean? Will you guys be overly excited, too, like Obama, when Obama got elected? If, like, there's a black pope, will, like, things just change? People just be, like, going crazy?
I don't think that a black Catholic demographic is that big.
I don't think it's that big. Yeah, the Baptist.
And you know
ass.
Why?
Why?
Because y'all drink out the same cup, and that's disgusting.
Ungodly, yeah,
right
that
there.
Is disgusting.
That is ungodly.
I never drank that.
Eat government cheese and everything else, but
yeah, but you could they government like, send you Kool Aid, but separately they send you cheese separately, but drinking wine. I've been to the church. It was breadcrumbs floating around in the wine.
Ew, yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't even drink the wine. I never drank the wine, though. I'm not that person. I'll be like, that's disgusting. I'm sorry. Father, we're sorry.
Father Hideki, what experience do you have as a priest?
Wait a minute. Before we go forward, are you saying that President Obama is a black man?
Yeah.
He thought he's a Japanese man.
No.
Obama. He's not a President Obama.
No. But that, I see the confusion.
Oh, that sounded like a taboo.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Gardena.
There it is, Gardena.
What experience do you have, Father Hideki?
It's a Hideki-san.
Hideki-san.
Not a Hideki.
What experience do you have as a priest?
Hideki. Sound like a punch.
Street Fighter. Hoodookie.
Hoodookie, son. That's how you bless people. Hoodookie, son.
You guys are very...
Father,
very,
forgive me. I have sin.
Hoodookie, son. A lot of fun.
Okay.
What qualifies you, Father?
In that Catholic church. What to qualify me?
Yeah, what qualifies you?
I go to Catholic church one time.
Oh, one time only?
Yeah, very, very good. Like, lots of exercise in the church.
Is this how you do your communion?
Communion, very good. Very good.
Father, if you became Pope, what would you...
What changes what would you changes do? I think we need make. A young Pope.
Jesus blood over pork fried rice.
That was good.
We merge a Catholic church with a Buddhist church.
Oh, you want to merge churches?
We merge. Take over the world.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's never been heard of.
What else? Now you can levitate molested people.
What's the more rest?
It's when you put your Hadouken into a. When you put your egg roll. Into a little boy's salad.
Oh. You understand that, Hadouki?
Hey, egg roll, a Chinese thing. You guys are racist.
No, we're not.
Don't blame those guys. It's just me.
Well, first of all, you like egg rolls, right?
When I go to a Chinese restaurant, I eat an egg roll.
Do you call a Chinese restaurant a Chinese restaurant, or do you just call it a restaurant?
Oh, that's a good question. I've think about this one before. Only thinking about how to get Pope job.
Okay, what changes would you make, Father Carmichael, if you became Pope?
He called it a Chinese restaurant.
We change the wine to sake.
You change the wine to sake.
Wine to sake.
Ooh,
that'd be good.
That'd be good.
Would you do sake bombs? Like, put the communion in the sake and then shoot it?
Yeah.
You know the Japanese don't like Chinese. That's why he called it a Chinese restaurant. The Japanese are above the Chinese and Japanese.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tell me something, Father Udiki-san. What else would you like to tell the world that can help you become a better coach?
Why should we vote for you, or why should the Cardinals vote for you?
Oh, St. Louis Cardinals, very good baseball team.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're fun. But like,
I'm glad you were listening to the show, Father.
why would what else do you think qualifies you as a pope?
I think very good with children.
Oh, no. Come on.
These guys are all good with children. They should do their own daycare at the Vatican.
Yeah. Hadouki-san! Well, thank you very much for calling in, Father Hadouki-san from Gardena.
I think they should have a young pope. That's what we need, right? Like
that
a pope.
Now, that sounds like a rapper.
No, yeah. Like a young pope?
Yeah, that's a good name for a rapper.
Young pope.
Young pope.
Young Jesus.
If we got a young pope, you know, like, then he would be like, he would know what's going on with the world today. Because they're all like, what, 70-something years old, 80 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all like really just a little too old. They need to be like knowing what's going on now. They need to know how to like, they need to exercise. Like, even just like.
Can we have a female pope?
Do we have a female?
No, there's not even a shot at that.
I don't think we'll ever get one.
We should do a female pope.
I don't even
think
they have a couple female priests.
I don't think I.
The world needs a female pope.
We have another call. Who's on? Is it another possible pope?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, whoa. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's a woman.
Hi. Yeah, Laura. My name's Mary. Hello.
Oh.
Mary?
Mary, what's going on, Mary?
Are you, what are you?
Mary.
Sister?
I'm calling because I think they should have a female pope.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
We were just talking about that.
What a coincidence.
I think there should be a female pope, you know, someone who's sensitive to the needs of others, someone who can, you know, just really lead and guide. I mean, women run everything anyway. I think that we should have a real big shot in there.
But really, you want to be
someone who is sensitive to the needs of those boys that got molested.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, molestation doesn't happen with women. We all know that. So.
Yeah, I know, but if you do hook up with a couple of them, they're a little bit young sometimes. But, I mean, that's mostly teachers.
They just don't call it molestation.
If a woman does
exactly. We just high-five each other.
Yeah, they call it...
Ms. Priest, I slept with my babysitter. It wasn't considered molestation. It was considered a great time.
Yeah.
You know, if a woman does get with a guy that's younger, it's usually as a favor. You know, if a woman were to do it, it would be an act of grace. You know, gentle.
It was.
It would be an act of grace. It was. So are you gentle? Is that what you are?
I want to make it clear that I do not wish to molest or touch any boys in any way. If it were to be something that would happen, it would be strictly consensual. It would be gentle. It would be, you know, grace.
All right. Well, what experience do you have, Sister Mary?
Well, I'm a nun. I've been in the church for over 12 years. I've read the Bible.
How many times?
You can't just read it once if you're a person of the faith.
Well, I read it once a year.
Okay. The whole Bible?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Great book.
Do you watch the show The Bible on History Channel? Because... Let me ask you this. If I watch that...
I am a nun. We do not watch TV.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to ask you if I watch...
Radio's fine.
I was going to ask you if I watch that show, is that considered going to church?
It's a form, yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent.
So you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
What makes you qualified to be a pope, a popette?
Well,
popette.
Pope is fine. You could call me pope. You know, like I said, we are great leaders, women.
Okay.
And we're graceful.
Okay.
We take kind care of those below us.
Okay.
And,
okay.
We can get things done.
Well, that's a good point.
That sounds boring. So what are you going to do to help the world? What are you going to do to help the world? What are you going to do to bring Catholic religion back on the map? Because y'all got a bad rap now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like live concerts, free T-shirts for the young ladies.
I was thinking a bake sale would be great to get the Catholic Church back and trusting, you know, bringing back trust in the Catholic Church, because that is something that needs to happen. So there's no other, no better way of doing that than having a very nice bake sale.
A bake sale is going to solve everything.
Or that's you can give back some of that money that was stolen.
Start.
How about just selling the Vatican?
I don't know that you could do that, but, you know,
it's good real estate.
Suggestion.
All right.
Great real estate.
What else? Anything else you can share with us that will qualify you as a pope?
I've seen the movie Sister Act a couple of times. it's a great movie. I like some of the ideas and concepts they have in there. I would apply some of that.
Why don't you do what they did in that movie and do a whole sing-along, win a contest, and then there's your money.
There you go.
The Vatican already got money.
Yeah.
You know, what we want to focus on is bringing trust and hope back into the Catholic Church.
That sounds like a good idea.
Hope doesn't work, though.
Okay, you may not call it work, sir. I'm not sure what you do. But being a pope is a lot of work. There's a lot of garbs you have to wear, you know, jewels. You have to wave at people. Your arms get tired.
Well, trust me, man. I was born with two jewels, right? And I'm a ballotologist. And I don't know if you're familiar with what a ballotologist is.
It's not a sect of the church I'm not familiar with. I'm not sure. With a ballotologist?
A ballotologist. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's ballers throughout history, even before the Catholic religion was born. We are from a descent of ballers, you know?
Okay, does that involve a lot of waving, a lot of heavy clothing, a lot of prayer?
It's a lot of prayer. It's a lot of jewels. It's a lot of flossing, you know?
A lot of flossing.
Well, is there a leader in the ballerologist group? Do they accept women leaders?
They are. Probably there not. Are women ballers out there. Oprah is a ballerologist herself.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. I stand corrected. So
Nicki Minaj, who's a Christian and a ballerologist.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
I was unaware of this. I did not know about the ballotologist. I don't know how to say it, but I'm sure what you guys do is difficult as well. So you know all the work involved with being a pope, all the waving involved, all the praying, all the
okay.
clothes.
Okay. Sister Mary,
you're
just rambling a little too much, sister. I don't think I want you as pope. Usually a pope doesn't talk that much. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't vote for that pope. That's, you know.
But thank you for calling in. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you.
I think we got another potential elector.
I hope we got a young pope, man.
I don't know. Hello, who's there?
What kind of fucking music is that? I was listening to on the nigga. I'm from the hood. I don't like no faggot music.
Whoa, are you wanting to be a pope? I don't think you get qualified to be a pope.
I ain't gonna be no goddamn pope. I don't like faggots.
Okay. Who are you?
It sounds like we just called a
date. I'm a nigga you don't need to worry about. That's who the fuck I am.
All right. Did you hear the Django comments at the beginning or something?
No.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I ain't even seen that movie. I ain't had time.
Hey, brother,
nigga got to go to work. Fuck cinema.
Brother, let me tell you what they said, brother.
Oh, there's a brother here, brother.
They said
he says there's a brother here, brother.
They said the last movie that came out about apes was Django.
Yeah, that's what.
Get they ass.
I got that shit on 8-track.
Oh, you got it on 8-track.
He doesn't even care.
Wow. So you're not calling because you're like.
I'm talking about 8-track.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in,
thank
sir.
Thank you for calling in, sir.
And scaring the shit out of us.
Yeah, you better be scared and change that music. Put on some barcades or some shit.
Gotcha, okay, sir.
Gotcha.
Gotcha, yeah.
Don't
wow.
they sing about love? This guy's angry.
Yeah, he's a very angry man. Maybe we need Sister Mary to talk to him.
Y'all better put on some.
We need Sister Mary to talk to him.
So strong.
You better put on
very
some
strong.
He was dropping the N-bomb right
from we're getting all these priests and sisters and nuns calling in, and all of a sudden some very angry black man calling in.
He was not running for pope.
What is he like, that newscaster that was scared of bugs? And then he just got real angry.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all better play some Prince for this guy.
Who we got on the...
Nobody ever got beat up to that before. Nobody ever got beat up to...
Who's on the line now? Who's calling in now? Boy. Hello?
Yeah, hello. My name is Cardinal Heinrich. I am announcing my candidacy for the papacy. Look no further. You have your man right here.
Oh, wow. This guy sounds very confident.
That's what he said.
Where are you from, sir?
Bless you, my child.
I am from Berlin, Germany. Yes, the Deutsch said Germany. What we need now is another German pope. I think we can all agree.
Oh, very nice.
Right. Were you a Nazi when you were younger?
Well, there was some controversy with the former pope. He was a Hitler Youth as a child. You will not have that controversy with me, as I was a member of the Nazi Party well into adulthood.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, hey, so you're still in the Nazi Party right now?
Yes. You learn lots of organizational skills in the Nazi Party. 6 million is a large number. You understand.
Amazing. Oh, wow. So what makes you qualified to be pope?
Well, I have a number of plans to help bring in the young people into the Catholic Church. One of our plans is for the Holy Communion, instead of the boring old communion wafer, we will be replacing it with a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme.
Wow.
Wow.
That actually likes good. Will we be sipping out of a Coke?
Well, we will turn a transubstantiated Crunchwrap Supreme into the body of our Lord. That's what I think this will help lure people in.
It would get it very exciting. What about the health nuts, though? I mean, I don't think they can have a taco.
You can't get healthier than the body of our Lord. What are you going to say, that Jesus is unhealthy? That's heresy, sir.
Yeah, but it is heresy, but at the same time, I mean, what if they're like, you know, they can't eat meat or chicken?
A transubstantiated Crunchwrap Supreme actually has 0 grams of fat. It's a new miracle we're going to unveil.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That's beautiful.
The Vatican's cornering Taco Bell. This sounds like a conspiracy.
All right, Father. Anything else you want to add?
Why should we elect you? What else?
Yeah, why?
Are you good at waving at people?
Yeah, how are you at that?
Well, very, very good. You know, the Pope, the Holy Father must give his speeches from the balcony at St. Peter's Basilica. One of my interns suggested getting a T-shirt cannon to just sort of liven up the procedure a little bit.
Okay.
So you won't be waving. Will you be putting your hands straight up in the air?
Exactly. We'll be firing off T-shirts and playing jock jams. It's going to be awesome.
And jock jams.
Jock jams? Wow. All right.
Jock jams.
Anything else that you can you want to tell the people why they should, or the cardinals, why they should vote for you to become pope?
Well, I am very, very good with children, of course.
Oh, come on. Get what is it here. With these guys?
Another guy good with children.
Jeez. What happened?
I don't even know what's going on. Right, we're getting these random phone calls. This is fucking ridiculous. What do we got, like 25 listeners right now? Excellent.
Yeah, it was actually, we have three.
Three? Three listeners!
It's live.
It's live. And if you're not listening to live, fuck you.
Wow, man. So we had a German. We had a woman. A nun.
A woman. I don't think the woman, that was
we
not
had a Japanese.
Happen. She was going to bore everybody to death.
We had a Japanese. And then who else do we have? Who was the first one? The first one was a...
Oh, what?
I don't even know.
Oh,
the New York guy from Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx. That guy was a little shady. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to vote for any of those guys.
I think I'll vote for the black guy.
Yeah, the black guy that called in just dropping the N-bomb.
He doesn't want to be the pope. What do you think, Byron?
I think if that black guy was pope...
Things would get done, right?
Things would not only get done, but more people would join the faith out of fear.
Out of fear.
why a Southern church, you know?
Why doesn't a pope ever just like the guy from Coming to America, Eddie Murphy? You know, like that would be a good pope, like giving sermons like that kind of sermon.
Yeah.
Instead, we got these boring guys speaking their own language. They don't even speak English.
Yeah.
And you got to have a translator. And this German guy recently was talking. You have to like understand. Like you have to read the subtitles to know what he was talking about.
Yeah. We got another call. I don't know. This is a busy day. Who's calling in now?
Hello. Ted Rutherford. Ted Rutherford. I'm a Southern priest, hoping for the Pope. Hoping to
Father Ted Rutherford?
Ted Rutherford, yeah. Father Ted Rutherford.
Okay. I don't know if there's ever been a Pope Ted.
That would be cool. I mean, that's why I'm just hoping, you know, to change things up and also bring a little bit of that Southern grace to the, you know.
I hear you, brother. As another Southerner, I hear you, brother.
Are you mocking me?
No way, brother.
No, he's actually a Southerner.
He's actually a Southerner. He's from Atlanta.
I'm from Atlanta,
well,
brother.
All right, well, then we'll let that slide.
Whoa, you're kind of like...
I know. Hey, either, Father. Is this supposed to be peace? Is it supposed to be peace?
Do you carry a gun since you're in Texas? Or where are you? You're a Southerner, so you probably carry a gun around, right?
Listen, fact is, sometimes in these times, you have to, you know, handle whatever needs to be handled. But, you know, I do it with a loving heart. And
you carry a gun with a loving heart.
I agree, brother. And if you bless those bullets, if you put little holy water on those bullets,
Do you call your holster loving heart? Is that what you call it?
Actually, that is. You know, it's funny you say that. I've been calling my holster loving heart for, I'd say, a good 15 years at this point. And you know what? Thank goodness I've only had to keep my gun in my loving heart, and not had to change someone's life.
You're very eloquent with your words, Ted.
Well, I wish I was better at that, but you know.
Father, if you baptize a bullet and shoot somebody with that, are you technically baptizing them?
I have no idea. I don't dip my bullets in anything.
What do you say? Praise them while you busting. Praise them. Pow. Praise them. Pow. Pow.
Gangster.
Right now, I just keep it to the range and hope that it never comes to that.
What qualifies you to be Pope?
What qualifies me to be Pope is, for one, I am.
Do you have a horse?
We have a horse sound effect that we needed to use at some point.
Just hadn't done that in a while. All right. I do have a horse. More importantly, I would change some things. That's why I think I need to be the Pope. First of all, bring some of that good Southernness to the Popehood.
Like what?
I would change the hat. First of all, I'd have a 10-gallon hat.
Oh.
Nice.
They have right now.
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, it should be more of a respectable hat. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
I'm just trying to hang things up.
Now, tell me, Father Rutherford? Ted. Father Ted.
Ted Rutherford. Ted.
Anything else you want to let everybody know that that will qualify you for Pope?
I'm good with kids.
Oh, come on. It's a common thing.
With all these priests, man.
Brother's good with kids.
What is it? And they just like hang up right after they say that. Like they disappear. They say, I'm good with kids. Bye.
Yeah, because they can't, in a coffee shop, you know, that get everybody's heads turning.
Wow, we got somebody else here. Who's calling in right now? Who is this?
Hi, this is the nun Mary that called in early, Sister Mary. I just wanted to say that I would be good with children.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you just skyrocketed in the voting now.
Yeah. Good with children also? Okay. What made you like call and change? What?
I changed?
Like
no,
what?
I just
you forgot to say that?
I just wanted to say that was one of my strong points, is that I would be good with children.
Huh?
I would be very good with children.
Well, what is one of your weak points, sister?
Yeah, what's one of your weak points?
One of the weakest points, I would say, is, you know, I'm very kind, and sometimes my kindness can be taken advantage of.
Aww.
And, you know, yes, it's hard, and a lot of people, you know, that aren't worth it sometimes ask me to pray for them, and, you know, I'm so kind that I would pray for them. So I do see that as a weakness.
Well, sister, I need healing myself.
Yeah, you sound pretty hot, sister.
Thank you.
I've been going through a lot lately. I lost a beta fish this week.
You lost a beta fish?
You lost a what?
A beta fish.
Times are hard. I'm struggling financially. My tank is on a quarter tank, and I have to put 91 octane in my car.
That's expensive. I totally understand, and I'll do the best I can. And I know that you have lots of needs as well, being a volatologist.
That's true.
Volatologist.
She said it right.
Yeah, she said it right. I think Byron's got this look on his eyes like he's in love with the voice.
Yes.
Oh.
You ever think about quitting?
I that's not where my heart is, and I do have that effect on people, and that's something else I think I could bring to being the Pope, you know, get a lot of people in sexually.
Okay.
That maybe
sexually?
Yes.
I would love to listen to your sermon. Is this like oral stimulation?
I don't do sermons. I would just, you know, wave my hands, ride in cars, wear lots of clothing, very nice clothing. I'm sorry, what was your question?
Pope, this is important.
I mean, listen very well.
So this is important as a female Pope that you got to understand. What do your feet look like?
My feet, unfortunately, they do not have any nail polish on them. They're smooth. Very moisturized. My toenails are trimmed.
That's pure.
Oh, that's important. Yeah,
and
that's
clean.
Important. All right.
Do you trim underneath there? Underneath that?
Do you trim
underneath what?
Do you have your private area? Is it the original hairs from when you started puberty?
How old are you, nun?
They call that a private area because it's private. It's not something that you would talk about.
Okay.
Well, that's why all the confessions take place.
Yeah.
Well,
confessions do not happen on air with people that are not of the cloth. You are a volatologist, and you know that's.
Listen, if you saw Sister Act, you need to start stepping up your game. And yeah. How old are you, by the way?
I am 40.
Oh, nice.
Wow, well, 40. As a volatologist, you should know we can get all type of cloths. So I can have your cloth, her cloth. Even your mother's
I do really
cloth.
Like clothing, so, you know, we could talk.
You like clothing? You wear the same thing every day.
Yeah.
As a Pope, that would change. You know, I would have lots of garbs, lots of garments on, lots of layers.
Would you wear heels?
Warm.
Would you wear heels?
If I were asked to wear heels, that would be part of, you know, promoting, you know, getting sexually appealing. I would do what I needed to
sexually
do.
Sexually appealing, nice. Yeah. You'd be the first one on the swimsuit issue. Wow. Yeah, buddy.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I would be great with children. Okay.
Oh, jeez. What is it with these
people? Is that the selling point? Is that the healthcare of the Pope?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm great with children.
I'm great with children.
Oh my
free
gosh.
Kids. Free kids.
Wow, man, that was amazing.
Don't wear condoms. I'm great with kids.
That's amazing. That's an amazing call that we had, and I think. What do you think? What do you think about that, Rob? Byron, what do you think about those calls we just had?
They were interesting.
They were
made me want to join the Catholic.
Look at that. Converted.
Oh, really?
He's converted.
I haven't converted.
Isn't
it converted? If you're a Southern Baptist?
Yeah, it's converted.
Oh, you would be converting, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's totally different. That's why.
Because y'all is fake compared to our stuff. You know what I mean? Y'all are loose. We more stern.
No, you're loose. We're stern. Catholics are...
No.
Yeah, hello.
No, Catholics are very loose.
Every Catholic I met was loose. They don't even confess. You got to confess once.
Yeah, I grew up Catholic, and I went to a Baptist funeral one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Was right. Oh, my gosh.
Baptist funeral? What's the difference? I went to a Jehovah's Witness church
once. The music is way better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys all dancing and stuff like that,
Even if it's a white Baptist church, the music is way better than Catholic church.
Is it way better?
Oh, all that. Ain't no tambourines.
What's that? Tambourines?
Ain't no tambourines. Ain't no guitars. What the hell y'all doing, man?
No, I'm just listening. I'm listening to what you're saying, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are y'all doing as far as music in those places?
Oh, they sing.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Organ?
No, it's an organ, you know,
best,
like.
The best person I heard sing with an organ was Al Green.
Really?
Who's a pastor now?
No, my mom actually goes, when she goes to church, she's always like singing and it's people like turn around and they listen to her and it's pretty bad.
Your mom sings pretty loud.
This is a Southern Baptist church.
Oh, yeah. That bring memory?
You could easily rap over that.
Yeah, you could, man. That's great music. I kind of like it. I think I might even join now.
You think you might even join?
Yeah, why not? It's a little too stern for me, though.
Now, in Catholic Church, when you get baptized, do they put you underwater the whole body?
No, I got
no.
drizzled.
Yeah, see, we go under.
You guys.
Like, drown. Like, you gonna work for this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's hardcore.
How long do they hold you under there for?
Until they feel like you believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a baby, though.
You got to have faith to come up. No, you get baptized as an adult. Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds funny.
I've been baptized twice. I'm up for my next big sin. You know what I mean? And... like, y'all got to talk to the Pope. This is how easy y'all think is. Y'all got to talk to a Pope, right? Before y'all sins will be like, all right, you do whatever, you good.
Uh-huh. But no, a priest. We got a priest. To a priest.
I mean, yeah, a priest. But with us, you got to talk to, you got to, you just,
you, who do you gotta
convicted.
Talk?
You convicted. You, like, every, you go, you feel shallow, you know?
You
don't, kiss a girl, you feel bad. Like, oh, I'm going to hell. Ain't nobody that could be like, you're not going to hell. They're going to be like, yes, you going to hell every Sunday. You
yeah,
hell.
Yeah. You know, I went to my sister's Christian, and I went to their church. And you know what they do? They say, okay, everybody close your eyes in this church. Many people. All right, if you're a sinner, just walk up here. And you want to give your life to God right now, Jesus, just yep. walk up here, and nobody's going to see you. Nobody's gonna see you. It's all gonna be just you and Jesus, and then you walk back to your seat. You know people are peeking.
Well, even if they don't peek, they can smell the sin on you.
They can smell you walking by, huh? Yeah,
you smell the sin on you.
Man, that girl's dirty.
Huh? You ever been in church with an erection before?
There's a trial that.
With an erection? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like that's the best and worst erection ever. You know what I mean? That's the hottest erection you ever had. That's the warmest erection.
What?
That's like an old school.
This guy's getting deep,
that's
man.
That's like an old school. Remember when you first started getting erections in high school?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like super hard.
I got an erection right now. No, no.
Yeah, so,
I'm thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, like it's like one of those erections. I guess because it's inappropriate. Like, well, that's what it is.
Amazing. Amazing.
I think, I'm still just looking for music.
Why are you looking for? What's this guy?
I don't know. I just like, I like the music.
What are you doing?
I just want to hear it, man.
I told you. I don't know if I like you with that.
You don't like me with the music? Excuse me. So sorry. Jeez.
I think we have.
Who else do we have? Someone else calling?
Yeah.
Wait, do you hear in the news? Dennis Rodman is saying he's going to go vacation in North Korea. Do you know about that, Byron?
No, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? You know that he went to North Korea, right?
No.
You didn't know? You don't know about Dennis Rodman?
I don't know Dennis Rodman. He's not in any of the blogs.
You like sports, right?
No.
He wasn't in any... Oh, so you don't like sports?
Not really.
Okay, and you don't watch the news at all?
Nah, kind of negative. I'd rather watch World Style Hip Hop and watch niggas shoot each other.
Oh, that's not negative at all.
It's funny, man. It's funny to watch a dude tase a female in front of her kids.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, so Dennis Rodman.
The news tell you about it.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Hip-hop shows you.
Well, Dennis Rodman went to North Korea.
Okay.
And he went over there to hang out with Kim Jong.
Okay.
The evil guy that's like, yeah. He called us
last week.
When he imprisons people, he imprisons like three different generations of that person. Like if you did something bad, three generations of you go to jail.
Yeah.
Like not just you, everybody, the whole family and everything. So yeah. Either way.
It's not a bad plan.
It's a horrible plan.
I think we have another caller here.
All right, who's calling in?
Hello.
Hello?
Ricky Rob?
Oh, come on.
Ricky
Rob, serious?
What's up, Ricky
no
Rob?
Way. Oh, you're calling in again, huh?
Kim Jong-un, what's up? Kim Jong-un, what's up?
Kim Jong-un, are you serious?
Kim
no
Jong-un,
way.
Yeah, what's
what
up,
you,
dog?
Okay, what's up, man? Are you calling in because Rodman's saying he's going to go vacation with you?
Yeah, Rodman, my dog, man. We're going to party.
Okay, what are you guys going to do on the vacation?
Oh, we're going to party with some chicks. We're going to go sea doing. And then we're going to go back to my house.
Sea doing?
Yeah, we got sea dudes.
In North Korea?
Yeah, you know, we do it all the time.
Oh, right.
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
Man,
you
this
know
is official right here.
Yeah.
It is official. It's actually him calling in.
Yeah, you know.
You dropped a bomb on me today.
I dropped a bomb
do
on
you
your
know
mom.
About Byron? Do you know about Byron?
Byron? Byron Bowers?
Yeah. Oh, well, obviously oh, you do. Yeah. Hey, you
know, I love Byron Bowers. I watch his comedy all the time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love him here in North Korea. Everybody here in North Korea, no watch. They're
really
not allowed to watch.
Beautiful.
Just me.
That's the best one. That's the best person you are.
You have one big fan here in North Korea, Byron Bowers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you going to invite him up there to vacation with you and Rodman?
Sure. Come hang out with my dog.
Hey, I got a question, man, on between us. Like,
what you got?
I've never seen, like, a nuclear, you know, bomb. When y'all test, can you fly me out?
Oh, yeah. You want to see a nuclear bomb?
I want to see, like, it.
Are you admitting right now that you have bombs?
No. I mean, I said show you picture. That's what I said. I don't say I mean
picture.
No, I'm just joking, bro.
He got a good sense of humor. We just kid.
Yeah, we just kid. We just joking around. Relax, Rob. Relax.
Okay, well, you just admitted that you got bombs, and you're going to show them to Byron Bowers. Here's a question. Has Dennis Rodman seen your bombs?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, you admitted
no,
it again.
No, I just joking. Oh, man, Rob.
You admitted it again. No, you keep on messing up, Kim Jong.
No, I'm just joking, you know. Just joking, man.
All right. Are you just joking?
I'm going to pop some tags.
Oh, what?
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
This guy.
I'm going to pop some tags.
Is this my...
Only got $20 in my pocket.
What? It's a slow version of that song. That's a... Wow.
That, me and, you know, Rodman, we just party. We have a good time. You know, he come over. We get the chicks. We go see the wing. We play a real basketball. You know, we do it. We do it good.
You do it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait for Dennis Rodman to come back. Rob, why don't you come?
I don't know if I want to come.
Why not?
I think I'll get in some trouble out there.
You chicken. Don't worry, Rob.
Oh,
everything be
on.
All right. I got a nice...
What? What,
that's
what,
my song, what, Rob.
What, is that your song?
That's my. That's me and Rodman. What, me and Rodman. They come. What, we come. We just what, party. Yeah.
What?
That. Yeah. Kim I'm gonna pop some tags.
Oh
yeah.
Byron Bowers is about to.
Kim Jong. Kim T.
Just start spinning it.
And I got $20 in my pocket. This is fucking awesome. Yeah, Rodman, my dog.
I got a big pump.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah,
wow.
That's my jam. Me and Rodman, we party. We have vodka. We have beer. We have everything. Girls dancing on table. Oh, man, it's crazy. Byron, you got calm.
I'm coming. I'm trying to come.
Yeah, I send you ticket.
I'm trying to come, and I'm coming.
I send you. You know what? Don't worry. I have somebody kidnap you, bring you.
Oh, that'll be beautiful. That'll be beautiful. That'll be a nice experience.
I got a nice little cabin out in the woods for you. You share with family.
I can't stay in the woods, man.
Why not?
I got to stay in the palace with you, man. I know you got some of them Korean girls up in there.
Sorry, I only got one room for ramen.
You only got one black person allowed in the palace?
Oh, yeah, that rule. Can't have two. It get crazy in there.
Well, man.
I don't know what to say. I guess I got to come after Rodman, but I'm coming. And I don't want any chick that Rodman has been with.
Oh, you don't want seconds, boy? You don't want seconds?
Why?
Hey, you can't call me boy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
You're in Korea. You can't do that. You know what I mean?
I'm in North Korea right now. I can call you all I want. I'm Rita.
You just call them boy. Do you call Rodman your boy?
All the rules apply. All hood rules apply when it comes to racial.
I call
anywhere in the world. You know what I mean?
I call my dog my boy.
Oh man!
You didn't say my boy. You said boy. And you said it perfectly.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just saw a movie Django.
Oh.
You just saw Jacob. It all comes back around.
He's stealing my head. He's stealing my head. That's my problem.
Oh, I'm so upset about that.
Oh my God.
Was that movie that good?
Did you like that movie?
I love it.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
Is Quentin Tarantino one of your favorites?
Yeah, it is a funny movie.
Hey, so what's up with this video I see on YouTube? It's The Dream.
Yeah, we are the world. We are the children.
Oh,
what? What is that?
Django. It's Django.
Why you pray that, Rob? You need to control that radio show.
You need to control that radio show?
Well, you need to control your country, Jen Young. You hear me?
What are you talking about, Rob? Why you call me?
You called us.
I did not call you. You call me, bro.
Oh, you know what, Ken Jeong? You're kind of a dick sometimes. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What do you think about the Pope situation?
I could be Pope.
Oh, you can't be
Pope. I can be Pope.
You starve people.
And that's what Pope does.
Oh.
That's what Pope does, right?
I don't know, but.
I can be Pope.
So what's up with this nuclear video that you have? Byron, have you seen this? The nuclear video?
Oh,
this
it's is a beautiful
the dream.
Beautiful video.
This is propaganda. It shows this person, right? And then it goes into the nuclear dream, and it shows a nuclear plane flying over Manhattan and bombing it. And this is in North Korea. They're airing this now. Recently.
It's big hit in North Korea. It's top movie in North Korea right now, competing against no other movie.
So it just shows this guy dreaming the entire time. And
are you sure it's Manhattan that is going over?
Yeah, yeah, the missile's being launched, and then it flies over into Manhattan.
That's only movie. You know, you make movie. Yeah, you see movie. How you call Red Dawn? You see Red Dawn?
Yeah, I saw.
Okay, Red Dawn. You have North Korea come and attack and kill. That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
What isn't it? You've been talking a lot of shit, Chen Young. I don't know, Ken Jeong.
For a movie that's supposed to be so whatever, it don't have that many views. Rook, I mean, people don't care about it.
Rook, Rick, and Rob.
It has 78,000 views.
I'm different. I'm different.
Oh,
I pull up to the scene with my earring missing. Okay.
Oh come on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What did you say? You're gonna what?
Two times big in Korea?
Yeah, two times. Yeah. Yeah.
You really like him that much?
Oh, we rob him here. We rob him here. We had a good time.
Had he been to the palace?
No, he hasn't been to the palace yet. He's scared. He don't want to come.
Why is he scared?
I don't know. All you guys scared. You think I'm going to bomb your mom?
Dropping bombs on the mom?
You think I drop a bomb on your mom? That ain't going to happen, Rob.
Well... I don't know, man.
According to that video, it's going to happen. That didn't look like Manhattan, by the way.
Well, thank you for calling, Kim.
It was Manhattan, no.
Thank you for calling. I think he hung up. Thank you for calling.
Did he call in?
Yeah, he hung up now.
Why did he fucking...
He just took off.
I guess his massage was over.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un, that's 2 weeks in a row.
That is two. That's pretty awesome that he's a listener. He's one of our two listeners.
Yeah, he says he's one of our two listeners. He says he's at Starbucks listening to us.
Right.
By the Starbucks at his house, because there can't be one in town.
I was hoping he'd call back, you know?
Yeah.
This is his jam.
What the hell would that be? Hope.
Wait, he's calling back. What you guys want?
I'm different.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm different.
Oh, yeah, that's my jam.
Oh, wow.
I'm different.
I'm different.
Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Pull up to the scene with my cylinder missing. Middle finger up to my comma digit.
Go, Ken Jeong.
I'm different.
different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
I'm sure.
Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
I'm sure.
Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone.
I'm sure Kim Jong's breakdancing right now.
Oh, Byron's loving this. And I beat the pussy like a new song. Two chain, but I got me a few arms. Everything high, skip move on.
Byron's all up in this. Byron Bowers, ladies and gentlemen. A-Town. He's rapping Byron. He's rapping. He's a young Pope. Hey, you know Sean Gilbert? Is it Sean Gilbert? He's from Atlanta. Some rapper from Atlanta that wrote for Beyonce. Sean Gregory or Sean Gilbert?
What's his rap name? His name's Sean Gilbert.
Sean something. Watch, I'll look it up right now.
What if it's Lil Pope?
There's no Sean Gilbert. I'm looking him up on YouTube.
It's Sean
I'm
something.
I'm from the A-Town. They call me Lil Pope. Watch me put my dick through this glory hole.
Oh, wow.
Been coping it. Tunes there.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
It's radio time. 1-800-893-9562. I want to thank all those crazy calls that came in.
Call
I'm
in.
Rick Esquipa.
Call in.
Byron Bowers. Yes. Rob DeRocha here. We're going to take a break. Yeah, we're going to let you listen to some music right now.
Yeah, I'm different.
Funny, man.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene. My ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
Skid Row Studios. What, UFCC?
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Coogan Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Hey, everybody, this is Drew Mars, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Hey, everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez.
And Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time.
Or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Players be first. Ladies in the line saying me first. And keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk. But I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys love my thick ass Cuban thighs. Pretty horse eyes.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere, with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Rick Kosick, and you're listening to Car Free Radio Nista on SkidRowStudios.com.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny.
My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex, but, less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
But my people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is...
Mexican, Hispanic.
Hispanic.
It's like gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They say the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that fond of it.
Are you sure that, honey?
Let me ask you something, and then you can be honest with us. If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it?
It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I believe.
But I have advice for her. Oh, I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up. I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific. SkidRowStudios.com.
We're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
All right, yeah. We're back on the air. Right, Nick?
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
We're back on the air. It is radio time. I'm your host, Ricky Schietta. I'm with Rob DeRocha and Byron Bowers.
Yeah.
Yes.
In your face. Thank you.
They even applaud to that.
Thank you.
Today's topic, after we went through so much craziness with the Popes and Kim Jong, today's topic is...
we're talking about work, right?
Work and termination. Have you ever been fired? Have you ever been...
Have you been fired?
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
So what do we got here?
Could be here around 9. That would be great. Okay.
Office space.
I almost forgot.
Yeah.
I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday too.
Okay? On Sunday.
We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thanks.
I had a boss like that.
Oh, you did?
I got fired from that job. I worked at a shoe store, and I was in college, and this guy, he showed up. You know when, like, that feeling, like, people are going to start getting fired? Do you know about that?
Yeah.
That feeling where, like, people are, they're adding new people, like, there's a new manager. They're in-house cleaning, right? So I was, like, the last one there, and this guy shows up, and his name was Stan.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be like, and he would come in and just laugh at his own shit and be like, I'm Stan the man. You know, like,
okay.
He's like, I'm Stan the man. He like had this plaque with his award that he won like some award because he was the best shoe salesman. He was like the king of all Al Bundys.
Oh, gosh.
You know, like this guy was just annoying as hell.
Yeah.
And he would just annoy the crap out of me. Anyways, they would make us come in on Sundays.
That sucks.
Sundays at like 8 o'clock. The place isn't open till 10. The mall didn't open till 10 on a Sunday. And
well, you're a mall job. That's your busiest day.
Yeah, no. Right? Listen.
No. That's God's time.
That's God's day, right? He's Southern Baptist. And he would make me come in, and you wouldn't get paid for the hours that you were there, for the 2 hours.
No, that's wrong.
For a meeting.
That's an even bigger sin.
I would be upset. I would be irate. I would come in to work in a huff, and I would just be very upset. I'd just tell him, like, I can't deal with this. And then whatever, I got in trouble a couple times, and some people got fired for stealing. It was like they were just doing an in-house clean. The people that he hired, Stan the man hired, they were the ones stealing. So like I was leftover. I was like the last one to survive. So it was only a matter of time before I got fired.
How long were you working there?
I was working there for a year and a half. And then finally at the end, when they fired me, they made me sign something before he fired me. And then he's like, that's it. You're out of here. Like a tough guy. Uh-huh. And I always wish I could have a flux capacitor to go back in time to like be like, listen, DeLorean. Dick. Yeah, just be like, dick. You know, like, fuck you. I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. I didn't get to leave in style. And it was such a shitty effing job. I've been fired by like, I think I've been fired like from three jobs. I think it's like three jobs. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm counting mine.
How many jobs have you been fired from?
I think three or
Byron, have you been fired at all?
Probably.
Probably.
He just never bothered to call to check. He never went back to work to check, right? It was one of those disappeared acts.
No, I know I had like government jobs. And by that,
really?
I mean the government. No, I mean like the government give you jobs because you're
unemployment don't count.
Well, no, like, this is funny.
Government job.
Well, no, this is the thing. When you're a low-income family, the government has a program where they provide kids summer jobs.
Okay, right.
So
okay.
If those jobs would have went longer than the summer, I would have been fired.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would do stuff. I would show up, do my paperwork for 8 hours and leave, which is terrible. I didn't know that you needed to bill, like.
You had paperwork as a teenager?
Yeah.
Well, like, what'd you have to do?
You'd be like, hey, this is, you know, put your name, how many hours you work.
Oh, okay.
Then
time
somebody
sheet.
Sign like, okay. out. Yeah, okay. Okay. Apparently.
I'm thinking like reports.
Oh, no. It's I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
Even talking about jobs, I don't know what I'm talking about. Walmart was the first sexual job I've been fired from as far as sexual misconduct on the job.
Oh, what? you got caught for sexual harassment?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the best jobs I had was Walmart auto department working on cars.
Okay.
It's me, a couple ex-convicts, this chick.
Working on cars.
Yeah. Doing oil changes, tires, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Man, I got a CD in here. So, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
Let me see about this. Since you were a mechanic, did you bullshit a lot and make up stuff and be like, oh, yeah, you need to do this. If you don't do this, your car's going to break down
now. It was oil changes. It was all simple work, man. It was fun. Oil and tires are simple.
The reason why is because I went to Jiffy Lube and the guy there was just such a ripoff artist. They were like, oh, you need to do this. You need to do that. If you don't do this, your car's going to break down right now.
Oh, no. We didn't
Yeah. And it was like, what? And the car was fine. It's still driving. You know, he was just trying to rip me off.
Well, the economy was good when I did it, and it was Walmart. You know what I mean? So Walmart's making their money already off other stuff.
Right.
It's like, hey, look, we're going to change the oil in 15 minutes. Walk around the store. You're going to spend your money at Walmart.
Right. It's a scam. What about you?
First job I was fired from, I was driving the Miller Genuine Draft party truck up and down California.
Miller? What? That was a dream job. You were like the commercial. Was there snow following you wherever you went?
It was a big party van.
And were you with hot chicks?
I would have to go pick up the chicks, the girls.
Oh, nice. Did you bang any of them?
Of course.
Okay.
And
story.
and I would go as far as Chico. I went to Chico one time where and this is the funny thing about this job is that they fired me because I called in sick and it was because my mom was in the hospital. So I said, I can't go because my mom's in the hospital.
Oh.
And then they were like, looks like you have personal problems. We're going to terminate you. And And I think because before that, I was sick a couple days or something. And then finally, I kind of pushed it. But they should have fired me for so much other stuff I did.
Like, why? What did you do? Banging the other employees?
Yeah, in the van or in the hotel, whatever. But the funniest was taking that van to Chico State University, one of the craziest universities.
Yeah, that's a party school. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, taking it to one of those universities, partying with all these college students in the van, parking the van in front of a fraternity home and sorority homes, okay? People coming in and out, 6 foot bong in the van, people partying, people drinking, beer bonging inside the van. Next morning, I wake up in a farm.
Damn. What?
I woke up in a farm, like sleeping on hay. I didn't know where I was at, and I didn't know where the van was at. And I was just running around going, where's my van? They're going to kill me. I'm going to get fired. You know, I had to find the van. It took me like 2 hours to find the van. And the van was parked in some alley. So, you know, I left it safely. And I was, when I found that van, that was great. And then I crashed the van a couple of times. Like, I would scratch it. And then I had to make a report. And so one time I was drunk and I was driving the van and I backed it up into one of those poles, those cement poles.
You were driving a Miller Lite truck drunk.
No, not Miller Lite, MGD.
MGD truck drunk.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
And then I backed up into this thing, which created a big hole in the back of the van. Okay. So the story that I wrote to the company was I was eating inside a restaurant. And there was this fight.
You got fired.
There was this fight that broke out, and this fight broke out, and these guys had bats, and one guy tried to hit the other guy, and they hit the van, and then they ran, and I don't know what happened.
So wait, was this you when you were?
That's me. Let's go streaking. Yeah.
That was that you, Rick?
No, yeah. Sorry.
That's a true story.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody.
MGD.
Come on, Snoopaloo.
Snoopaloo. Let's go.
Snoopaloo.
It's cool.
He's up. Bring your hat.
Yeah, let's go. Come on. We're
going. That was Rick Escanto working for MGD. We got footage of it. We got actual footage of Rick Escanto.
That was fun.
Working for MGD.
Those were good days. Any other job you got fired from?
Let's see. I got fired. You know what I hated? It's like, this is what I hated.
What's happening?
It's like this.
We have sort of a problem here. Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's missing a cover sheet.
Oh, my God. Oh, that God. Was Stan the Man for me. That was Stan. No, I mean, I got fired. Let me see what else I got. I got fired from Miller's Outpost. I got fired from Miller's Outpost.
What is that?
Oh, my God. That was one of the gayest stores back in the day. Actually, it was a cool store.
I worked at the Gap, too.
I think I bought, like, one of those vests. Like, you had the Marty McFly vest.
I never wore a vest growing up. I never wore a vest. That was a different era.
No,
you did? Never
I remember
wore a vest.
Buying one from Miller's Outpost.
Really? The OP vest. I worked at Miller's Outpost right before its demise, before it became Anchor Blue.
Okay.
Like, right before. And I got fired. Oh, I was going away to college, and my friends used to make credit cards.
Uh-huh.
And they used to go around town, like, just going, getting gas and buying stuff and, like...
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had a very very crooked operation.
Oh, okay.
And whatever. Either way, one of my friends showed up to the Miller's Outpost, and he bought some stuff with a card. And then I pretended that, like, he gave it to his friend. He bought, like, $200 worth of clothes. Then he gave it to his other friend, and he bought $200 worth of clothes. But I rang it up, and I knew it was the same card. And they caught me on camera.
Oh.
So then they interviewed me, and then I admitted, like, I didn't know what the thing was annoying was that, like, it was exactly, like this guy just, like, talking to me.
Did you
know?
See? The memo about this?
Yeah. Because someone had got caught, like, stealing, like, a lot of jeans. Like, there was some, like, crooked, like, I don't know, it was, like, South American cartel taking the jeans or something like that. Like, they stole a lot of jeans from there. So they thought I was, like, involved in that, but I wasn't. But the guy had a videotape in front of him. He's like, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. You know, you just tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me the truth, and then we won't have a problem.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell me the truth, then I have to, like, pry out the information out of you. So, like, I literally, like, I didn't fold under pressure because I just made up a story saying, like, I didn't know that guy. I just met him at a party. I thought it was his friend's. I thought it was his dad's credit card. Uh-huh. I didn't know because they were like the police were cracking down on those cards at the time. So yeah. This is a long time ago. So statute of limitations have passed. So go ahead and fuck you. Fuck you, police. The guy said, I lied. And then I ended up admitting, because he kept on asking and asking. He wanted me to admit that I knew about the credit cards. And I ended up admitting that I stole a hacky sack.
You stole a hacky sack?
Yeah, I just took it home, man. I just took a freaking hacky sack home. And that was it.
You say it just fell in your pocket?
No, I just said I took it. And then he's just like, and then that was it. He's like, is that all? Is that all? He kept on saying, is that all? And then obviously I just got terminated. And I just said, listen, I'm going to college. Please don't, I don't want my life to be ruined by this and this,
by
whatever.
By a hacky sack.
By a hacky sack, because that's what I was, like, admitting to.
Hey, Byron, imagine him going to jail. What are you in jail for? A hacky sack.
I stole a hacky sack.
I was like, I'll pay for it. Here's the money. It's only $3.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You was fired when you walked in that room.
I know.
Yeah. Already fired. Yeah, and the same thing happened with me with MGD. I was already fired when they called me.
So you could have been like, shut up, pig. I ain't giving you nothing.
They called me in on a rare day, too. It's like, hey, why don't you come in? And I never go in on that day. And then, why don't you come in? Because we want to talk to you about this new project and everything, right? And it was like weird. And so I remember, this is my first time I got fired. And I went in there and they said, and it's two people. Always two people have to be there, right? And then they said, yeah, you're terminated. You're going to turn in the keys that, I had. And I remember my manager, he was really cool, right? And he's walking me to the van and I was so frustrated. That was the first time I got fired. I was so upset. And right when I got to the van door had a little window like that, right? And I just went, I put some shirt around my hand and I went, bah, just broke through the window.
Jesus.
Right? I just broke through the window and I looked at him. He goes, I understand. And I gave him the key and he had to drive me home.
Because he was high. That's why. He was high.
Any other one, Byron?
Man. I'm trying to think where I worked at. Target. I used to go to Target, get gas money, and leave for like a couple months.
Uh-huh.
Target is the only job I've been demoted at. I started in electronics and I ended up as a cart attendant.
You started in
electronics department. Electronics? And ended up with a cart attendant.
A cart?
As a cart attendant. Yeah, you push carts in.
Oh, how do you do that? It's the other way, isn't it? Oh, you got demoted.
Yeah, that's the only job.
Okay.
I was the only person there to get demoted. And I remember the person, because my homeboy was banging his chick and her mom was the manager there.
Yeah.
So she hooked me up. And this is after the Walmart debacle. I went to work for the Target.
Uh-huh.
And
Walmart debacle.
So I remember she was like, you see those two guys? They're stealing. We know they're stealing. So don't hang out with them guys.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, damn, they pretty much on it. Then I ended up hanging with those guys. Those are the coolest people at the store.
Yeah, I mean, who are you gonna hang out with the dudes? Yeah.
So I took some shit and I just knew how much to take.
Uh-huh.
And I left electronics, went somewhere else. I mean, I used to just disappear for hours because that's when you used to read, the hip-hop magazines.
Oh, yeah.
You used to take a dump in peace. And then they'd call you on the intercom to come back to the front.
Like, I'm still shitting.
Yeah. Somebody, baby mama, cussed me out because they worked there. And they was like, we supposed to be pushing their cars. You're not taking this seriously. Like, you always walking around here talking.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I got a child. I can't play around. And I'm like, that's not my fault. You got a child.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be out there to help you in a minute.
You messed up.
I was like, I'm in college. That was my excuse for everything.
I'm in college. Me too. That's what I said. I got my whole life ahead of me.
Yeah.
I don't need to be doing this shitty job.
Oh, man. I got a pretty good one.
I got to have sex on every job I've had.
Yeah?
For some reason, yeah.
Yeah? Like with another employee there?
No.
Like at the job?
Mm-mm. Just whatever, however you do it.
Let me see. I got fired from. Let me see. I got fired from teaching.
I got well, here.
I didn't really get fired.
As it was, a teacher, teacher?
No. I was a special ed teacher. No, but I was a.
He's not good. Fire him.
Yeah. The kids are coming out stupider than what they were before.
You retarded. You can be fired.
Did he just say stupider than they were?
Yeah. I did say that.
More that's stupid.
Like, more stupid.
More stupid.
That's how you get fired right there.
Exactly. No, I got. I got let go because I didn't have my credentials, and then the principal wanted to hire someone else. There was no purpose for me getting fired. She never told me the reason. So
oh, when you're really?
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't tenure or anything like that. What else did I get fired from? I got fired. I've been
well,
almost
in Georgia. They don't have to give you a reason to fire you in Georgia.
Really?
That's how they.
Really?
That's why they get past the. That's how they get past the whole racism thing.
I don't know. You know what's funny
so
to me?
Okay, we can have if we can have affirmative action, then we can have a right of work. It could be a right of work state.
Okay.
I mean, they can let you go and don't have to give you.
It's like top fire scenes right here.
Fine. What's up? Came here to let you go.
You know what that's from?
Pardon? Came here to fire you, Jerry.
Came here to fire you. It's Jerry Maguire.
Oh.
Top five scenes.
Yeah.
Getting fired.
Show me the money.
Exactly.
Hey, I got fired by a friend who's no longer a friend.
Damn. Why?
Yeah, that was because I closed the shop 5 minutes early.
Because you closed the shop 5 minutes. Why? Where'd you have to go?
A comedy show.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah, that was a very funny. And you know what? I'm not pissed that he fired me. Like, I don't care. It was how he did it. He called me on the phone with his partner. And then they said, we got to let you go. And I was like, you know, you couldn't bring me in your office. You know, like we've been friends for like 15 years. Okay. And I've helped him. He's helped me. We've been good friends. And then you couldn't bring me in your office. You had to call me on the phone and, you know, treat me that way. And this was the kicker. It wasn't only on how he did it, but also what he did afterwards. Okay. I didn't tell a soul. Everybody thought I was still working there. Okay, and 2 weeks later, this is when I was doing shows at La Fonda, Rob.
Oh, right.
I was doing shows at this venue I had, La Fonda. And 2 weeks later, this girl shows up, and she gets all drunk. She was friends with us as well.
And you raped her?
No. And she says, you know what? And she was all drunk. She goes, he shouldn't have fired you. And I said, that's funny, because I haven't told anybody. And he's now just talking his mouth off saying, I fired this guy or somebody in the company, but he didn't control it. And see, that's where he messed up is saying, you know what? All you had to do is bring me in the office and say, hey, bro, hey, we can't move on. We got to finish it. You close the shop 5 minutes early, whatever, you know. But that was not the last job I was fired from. Last job I was fired from was last May, and that was they're jerks.
That's recent, huh, man?
That was recent, but
I just gave up.
But that just, but I went full time comedy after that.
Well, I gave up. I was like, I'm gonna be homeless. Or I'm gonna,
best firing scene right here.
Your name's Levine.
Yeah.
Okay. You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
I've seen this. Yeah.
I don't gotta listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired.
What?
The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Wow. That was brought to you by our one and only sponsor, Usborne Books. Usborne Books. If you want your kids to grow up and keep a good job, make sure you order Usborne Books at usbornbooks.com. That's USBORNEBOOKS.com. Ask for Michelle Cruz. That's my sister. My sister. She's a good person, and she knows Usborne Books. Make sure you look into Usborne Books so your kids don't get fired in the future. They're very well educated.
They'll get fired and become comedians. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one of the reasons why I got fired. I mean, I've been fired from being a PA when I was working on some show where like Eminem and Dr. Dre were going to be there the next day. And then they just let me go. But that was because I was just starting out being a comic and I just like, I couldn't do certain nights. Uh-huh. You know, so they're just like, you know, like they're like, you got to work this day. And I'm like, I got a show that day. And then it was like a big deal because like the hours are like, because when you're a PA, it's horrible.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I've also quit jobs. I was a PA for MTV for a short period of time on the show. It was like one of their comedy shows when they first started making comedy shows. And I quit on the day that they said I had to clean the bathrooms at the Alexandria Hotel. Uh-huh. And it was exactly. And I was just like, I went to college. I got a degree. You can't do this to me. And I quit. I just walked right out.
Wow.
I said, I'm not cleaning bathrooms.
That's how I quit McDonald's. They told me to go on the roof and do something. Oh. I worked at McDonald's for 2 days.
Really?
That's when the Batman sandwich came out. They had 5 pieces of meat in it. And I remember ordering Batman sandwiches and just ringing them up. Because they said we couldn't eat. That's my favorite restaurant. So I can't even eat there.
You couldn't eat there?
I couldn't eat there.
What's the point of working there? That's a benefit.
I would ring food up and don't pay for it and say it's a customer's food, you know?
I was working at McDonald's too when I was 15 years old.
You worked at McDonald's?
When I was 15. Relax. Anybody can work at 15. And I remember there was like 3 birthday parties that day. I was just finishing an 8-hour shift. There was 3 birthday parties. I was exhausted. And the place was a mess. It was all upside down. Everything was dirty. And the manager comes up to me and says, you know, before you go, you got to clean all that up. And you remember the little paper hat? I just took that off, the little paper hat. I said, I quit.
Is that when you had hair?
Yeah, I had a lot of hair. So it was like really nice and up there. I actually could wear it tilted.
You had a Menudo haircut?
Oh, I had curly hair, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. It was curly.
You had a fro?
I had a fro, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I was very fro-y. But I worked at McDonald's. I quit.
You know what's funny? Okay, this is what cracks me up about like jobs, looking for a job. I was listening to it was like 3 job interviews the other day. I was at Starbucks. I was doing some writing, doing what, you know, it's where all the writing takes place here in Los Angeles is at Starbucks. And I was doing some writing and I can hear like the interview and like every interviewee kept on saying the same thing. I'm a hard worker. I show up, work on time. Like everything sounded the same. So it was kind of annoying because like you don't really get to know who you are in hiring. You will say anything to get hired. I remember when I was young and like someone would be like, yeah, could you like, literally they'll be like, could you start tomorrow? I'll be like, ooh, tomorrow? I don't know about, tomorrow's Saturday.
My friend's having a party today.
Yeah, I got a party I'm going. I got to like sink in.
I got to be up till 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I got to go celebrate that I got hired. You're not even giving me that opportunity. So I was like, I guess I didn't really need a job at the time. So I don't know. It's just kind of funny to me when I think back to it being 16.
You ever called in your first day?
Calling sick?
Calling sick first date? No,
my
I've never
buddy
done that.
Did. My buddy did. No, did. My buddy Tops.
I was at a party and I was like, I ain't going in. I was like,
You're all red eyes.
Yeah, I had a job in like 4 months or maybe 6. And I finally got the job. And it probably was a Target. And then I was at a function. It was just so good. And I had to work. It was like, come in like at 6 at night.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I ain't going in.
Oh.
Yeah, that's you the call first, me sick, and it's music in the
that's
background.
That's the first boy. Funny that makes me crack up because my buddy Tops did the same exact thing. He was supposed to first day at Kinko's, and like he just ended up doing drugs and like not going to work the next day. That's pretty bad too to call him like, and you hear a party going on. It's like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it tomorrow morning. It's like at 1 in the morning. Did you call him like at 1 in the morning?
No, it was during the day.
The day.
There was a nice barbecue going on.
You had so much time to recuperate.
It ain't enough to... But I don't really drink, so it was just a nice function. It was a nice day outside. Everybody brought their cars out. I wasn't going in. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I can't make
it. See, I was thinking that they should have let you come in, because then you could have been employee of the month, because I think the people that actually do go to work the next day, when they only have like 2 hours of sleep... And they work under those conditions are great employees.
True.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, that's what I think they should do before you get interviewed is that they should have you just come in shit-faced to work. You know, like,
to you see
have
to if you can handle the job.
Yeah, like, you got to party, like, hardcore. They force you to.
Because we expect you to do this all the time. Yeah, you're probably going to do it.
Especially when you're young. When you're older, maybe not as much. But when you're young, they should be like, you need to do 10 shots tonight. within like 5 hours. You need to stay up all night, barely get any sleep. Come into work tomorrow and see how you handle the work.
Well, that's part of the test. Like, do like 2 shots of Jägermeister and then drive this forklift.
Yeah. There you go. You can do that's just dangerous.
No, that's a good test. Hey, you should do that to Walmart greeters. Like, get them, take this Xanax and then greet people at the door.
You know, the most nightmare job I had? FedEx. At the airport.
You had a FedEx job at the airport?
I was buried in boxes. Buried.
I'll beat you that.
I heard that's
hard. Buried in boxes.
I'll beat you. I was a UPS driver. I was in the UPS truck, in the back of the truck. Summertime, for 3 months, I think I lost 20 pounds.
Everybody where I was at wanted to be in the trucks on the field. We all wanted to be out there because we were in the belt. You ever see?
No, I was in the belt. That's what I'm talking about. I was in the back of a truck loading the truck.
Okay.
Like, I would have to make a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you had to make a wall.
Me too.
Yeah, you had to pick it up.
Yeah.
And it was like, and people.
And then throw the little things behind the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those little boxes sometimes look really small you try to pick them up and it was like some like mechanic thing.
Yeah.
So it weighed a ton, but it was so deceiving. You like try to pick it up. And so many people like hurt their back, hurt their feet. You had to wear steel toe shoes.
Yeah.
And the shifts were 4 hours long. You had two breaks.
Sometimes six.
You had two breaks, 2 50-minute breaks, and you were in the back of a truck. So whatever, how hot it was outside in the valley at the time, it was like 100 degrees in the valley or 90-something. The truck itself would be 110, 120, and you'd just be boiling. And
yeah, but you were kind of down the chain link. We were working at night because we were in the airplanes. I was in the airplanes.
You were in an actual airplane?
No. I was in the belt. I was at the airport, and we packed those cases, those big cans they slide in the airplanes. I packed those.
Oh.
And so we were working at from like 6 p.m. till 3 a.m., like 8 p.m. to 3 a.m., something like that.
That's brutal.
It was brutal.
But you got paid good money though, right?
No.
No?
It was horrible. Actually, I was working there about 3 years ago. I'm sorry, 5 years ago, about 5 years ago. Before I started comedy, and I was making about, say, $100 a week on this part-time job. And I said, you know what? I can make more telling jokes. And the lady, I was always late, and she said, you know.
$100 a week? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was
How long ago was this?
It was five years ago. I was getting paid $11 an hour.
Oh, my God.
$11 an hour. Benefits were great. The benefits were great. But the lady, she would bring me up to the, and she'd write me up when I was late. She said, you know, this is the second time you're late. Third time you're going to get fired. And I said, I looked at her like, you promise? And then I didn't say that, but I looked at her like that. And she goes, you know what? Usually at this point, people are crying. Why aren't you crying? And I was like, I just want to go. Like, I want out of here. I don't like this place.
Yeah, wow. I worked at the airport when I was 18 for a summer.
Horrible.
Yeah, so I know about loading those suitcases. I'm not meant for like that type of labor.
Yeah, no, me neither. Well, we got to move on. Thank you very much for all the calls coming in for getting fired.
All you people that called in, you guys are great.
Yeah, you were great.
The rest of you, go fuck yourselves.
Unfortunately, there was no room for you because we had so many stories here between the three of us of getting fired. What does that say about these three characters in this room, right?
Well, you know why? Everyone's working, though.
Yeah. Byron's lost to the song. He doesn't know what the hell is going on.
The song.
Who sings this, Byron?
This is T.I. And it's called In the A.
All right, we're going to move on to the news and the movies. You know what we do when it comes to it's movie time, where we just create the...
I was like, what is that noise? I'm looking around.
Byron's looking for the projector.
We got sound effects in this shit.
Yeah,
we got sound effects
in this bitch. Yeah. It's movie time.
Is it really movie time? Are you going to do the movies?
You know we always do the movies. You know it's always good when we do the movies here on Is Radio Time. Our movie guy critic is on vacation after working 2 days. You know, talk about firing people. There's a guy we should fire.
Yeah, he fucking
sucks. What do you
think? Yeah.
He's my brother. I bring him in, my younger brother, and then he says, I got to go to Canada. So
not bad.
Yeah.
He just takes off, goes to Canada. But Rob, anybody, you guys seen any movies lately?
This is why are we doing a movie segment?
Because I saw a movie.
Why didn't you just tell us?
Well, I'm checking with you first. I'm being a very good host here, and I'm checking with you first.
That was the most passive aggressive. That was like so like. Yeah, well, you guys gonna see any movies? No? I saw a movie. It's like, all right, what movie did you see, Rick? Why don't we just start there?
Okay, I saw Flight with Denzel Washington.
Oh, that's not even in the top 10. That's good. Good stuff.
Have you guys
seen
it?
You know what movie I've seen? I saw Heat.
I've seen it, but...
Have you seen Heat?
That movie been out a long time ago.
Exactly.
I saw all the versions of Heat that came out.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
I heard about Goodfellas. I didn't see it. I'm still waiting on that one.
What is this, Rick?
I'm not giving it anything. This is about movies. You know what?
I'm waiting on that one to come out. You know what?
We're gonna change the title of this. I'm not beta. Movies anymore. It's a movie that Rick just saw.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
Movie that Rick just saw. What movie did you see, Rick?
I saw Flight. I saw Flight.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, tell us what you thought about that.
I kind of liked it.
It was nominated, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Actor.
But it also got nominated for Best Film, right? Ten movies are nominated. Yeah. This. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Byron?
I didn't know. I learned that you could, I guess, get rid of a hangover with cocaine.
Absolutely. You see that?
Yeah.
No, with cocaine?
Oh, you haven't seen the movie?
No.
Okay. Well, it's really not getting rid of a hangover with cocaine. Basically, it's about a guy who's so... does so much cocaine and so much drugs and gets drunk all the time that when he gets a hangover, he needs cocaine. He'll be back to normal.
Oh, wow.
So that's
Is that why he gets in trouble flying the plane?
Yeah, because right before he flies the plane, you know, he's drunk the night before.
Yeah.
He does a big line before he leaves the hotel. He goes to his plane, sits in the plane, and then when the plane's flying in the air, he goes and he talks to the people. He says, hey, don't worry. I'm the pilot, and over here behind the wall, he's pouring like vodka and orange juice.
Wow.
Like behind the wall, and he's telling, all right, people, I'm the pilot, and he's pouring vodka and the orange juice, and a little like, you know, like a Gatorade thing. And then he's like, so I'm going to go back to the cockpit, and he's like, he's getting wasted.
Oh, that's
he's
nice.
He's getting wasted while he's flying this plane.
I want to tell you something funny. My mom used to be a stewardess, so... So she was, she worked at this airline called Taka Airlines. You know Taka Airlines?
Yeah,
it's very Spanish. It's
my
mom says it's Take a Chance Airlines. Taka Airlines.
Take a chance.
I was a kid, right? So like we would always go to El Salvador because that's what we immigrants do is we always just go back to the motherland. And,
That's terrible.
I would always go to El Salvador. So we'd always be on these flights for Taka. And she knew all the guys, all the pilots and stuff.
Right.
So some of them were old school. They would take me to the cockpit, which was cool. Like back in the days before anything happened, 9/11, all that. So I was in the cockpit, and I was scared. I'm scared of flying because of my father passed away. Yeah, in a plane crash. So I'm scared of flying.
We're flying together, and we're both scared of flying. We're like holding hands.
So I'm all. Yeah, we're holding cocks now. So I was scared, right? So I'm freaking out. The reason why I was freaking out was everybody in the cockpit was drunk.
What?
Except for one guy.
In the
cockpit. Yeah, my stepdad was in there with his friend. I was in there. My mom was in there. Like, it was like a party going on in the cockpit.
In the air.
Yeah, in the air. Oh. And I'm just sitting there, and they let me sit in there during the landing. And I'm like, the guys that were drunk, they were like laughing and like just like
Rob, you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, exactly. But they were laughing and joking, and the only guy that was like very serious was the guy actually flying the plane. Because I mean,
was that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, exactly. And then these brothers showed up, and then they started talking about like some like you know get the med soup and all that, you know.
I'm drunk and high at the same time on the airplane sipping champagne.
Yeah.
It's a 2 Chainz quote.
Is that 2 Chainz? This guy really loves 2 Chainz.
I'm drunk and high at the same time on the airplane sipping champagne.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a line right there. Yeah.
Well, so that was my story about flying. That's kind of like the movie Flight, but we didn't get in a crash or anything like that. But
all right.
It's scary, you know? But whatever. I mean, when I think back to that, I think about how crazy that was because it was so loose back then.
Yeah.
You know, people were allowed to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
You used to carry bombs on the airplane.
Yeah, you used to be able to carry bombs, weapons.
That's terrible.
You can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like the times are changing. It's kind of sad. It makes me sad a little bit. That's how, you know, like, you know, when we flew recently, they had the TSA, you know, they you can carry a knife on a plane now, right? You know that, right? Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, man, I'm informing Byron of everything that's going on in the world
Me
today.
Too. Me too, though.
You can carry a pocket knife as long as it's, I think it's shorter than an inch, maybe. I think it was. Or maybe it's got to be an inch.
It's not a knife? That's a fingernail.
Well, it's like, no, it's a pocket knife. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's an inch. Oh, 2.36 inches. That's how, no longer than 2. So it's actually 2 inches, 0.36. So like now they got to measure. Like
they got a measuring there?
They're measuring the knives now. It slows down everything. And imagine how slow it was when we were going through the line.
This is my thing. Who complained about that in order to get that done?
I think it's the Swiss Army people that make Swiss Army knives.
You think
complain.
So?
Yeah, and they did something with the TSA, made a deal, and said, "Why? Look, the reason why you need a knife is for my number one protection, right? You can kill."
True.
Okay. Yeah, okay. On an airplane.
You're on an airplane. Maybe to camping, gutting a fish, maybe peeling a fruit.
Yeah, but don't you put that in your bag?
It is hostages on a plane. You get tied up. You use a Swiss Army knife to get away. And any situation that you're caught, like on snakes in the plane or something like that.
Yeah, snakes in the plane.
You need
too.
To finagle your way out of situation. Yeah. You use it.
Yeah.
Commando, he got out of the plane
with a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Swiss Army knife, but.
Well, like Rambo used a knife, but that was a big ass knife. Yeah. Or like Crocodile Dundee, you know, that ain't a knife. This is a knife, you know? Yeah. Like you know, he's got a big ass knife. But.
And the crocodile hunter was stabbed in the chest by a stingray.
Yes.
So you can't carry stingrays on a plane. You can't carry live stingrays on a plane because you never know.
A knife can save him.
But if you carry, can you carry a stingray on a plane? I wonder if you can do that.
Oh, I wonder if you can.
If you would have had cocaine, would his heart would have stopped when the stingray punctured it, or would it have kept going?
I think it would probably keep going.
I think it depends if the stingray had cocaine in him, too.
I think the stingray would get really fucked up off the cocaine and start drinking and maybe go fly a plane. Or something like that, and land it and do like a roll.
Hey, did you hear about all these pigs in China they found in the river?
No.
Like 28,000 dead pigs.
Ew.
Yeah, that was in the news. Well, that's our news segment.
No, I got some more news over here.
That's our news segment right there.
That was horrible. Hey, did you hear about the 28,000 pigs they found? No? Cool.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the news.
You would be a horrible anchorman.
That's right.
In the news today, some people died this morning. Some people died.
But I'm still alive.
There's a lot of traffic out there, and it's going to be some people that's going to die tonight.
That was like the Vegas. Like, what? Why? Okay, first of all, why are there 28,000 pigs? What happened?
They were all dead. They were found dead in the water.
Okay, but does it say anything else? Did you read the story or did you just read the headline?
No, I read the story.
Okay,
so
what about it, though? Like, what
they found 28,000 pigs in a river in China, and now the residents of China are worried about the water that they drink. It could be toxic, and the government of China is saying, don't worry, everything's fine.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, everything's fine, because it's at the standard, government standard level.
It kills pigs. Yeah. It doesn't kill humans.
Exactly. Now, who has 28,000 pigs? Like, who counted that much pork?
They're still counting. They're still counting.
Oh, wow.
Is that bad?
Here's some other news.
Well, you need to really do the news fast, because we're coming down to...
I know, that's why I was just going to go through it. Well, should I go into the...
How many Asian characters is 28,000?
No more pork.
What should I talk about? A softball coach that was using his team to pick up chicks for him.
Whatever.
Or about the sharks over during spring break. Florida's shutting down the beaches and spring break.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that's
see like 1,000 sharks.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like it's the end of the world? Like 1,000 sharks.
Well, that's what I'm telling you about the pigs too. And the other videos I sent you that you probably didn't review in the email.
No, well.
The other stories I sent.
Oh, really? Oh, you're going to count on me? And the fact that you just told a story about 28,000
pigs. Well, that's one of them. Well, the 28,000 pigs is one of them. Is one of the stories I sent
you. I know, but it doesn't go anywhere.
I know. Well, we're running out of time.
We're running out of time.
In today's news, somebody just lost their child's college fund in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
That's not today. That's every day.
Breaking news.
I want to thank Byron Bowers. Byron, where can everybody find you at?
On Facebook, on Twitter, Comedy Store Tonight, Thursday Art Fuck, and Cine Family. Saturday I'm somewhere else. Treasure Trove.
Oh, the people love you, Byron. They love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're standing up.
Appreciate it.
They love you.
Yeah. Rob, where can everybody find you?
Nowhere.
That's
man.
All you get.
Is that all I get? Why you gotta be a dick? Why you gotta be a dick? I'll be at the Lexington in downtown this Saturday at 8 o'clock.
All right. I want to thank our sponsor, and I have to correct our sponsor's link. It is www.usbornebooksedu.com. Usbornbooksedu.com for your kids. All you parents out there, buy these wonderful books for your kids. I'm going to be at the Ice House on March 22nd. March 22nd, just go to the calendar and you can buy the tickets there. You can also go to laughstub.com. Look for me, Ricky Skietha. I'm your host. I want to thank Byron Bowers for joining us today.
Yo.
Mr. Byron Bowers, very funny man. Please go look for him on YouTube and go check out his shows. Also, Rob DeRocha, a very funny man. I wouldn't have him here if he wasn't. Rob. Rob's great, man.
Tell your friends about me.
Yeah.
Tell your parents about me.
Yeah.
Tell your city about me.
Yeah.
And please don't doubt me.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yeah.
This is Radio
is
Time.
With
and don't
Z.
forget, Rob and my dog.
Yeah.